Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Ayin Ches Omid Beis, and we begin with a short Simen, Simen Nun, which tells us the reason that we say Mishnas Ezehu Mekoman, and as well we'll see the Brais of Rabbi Shmuel Omer in the morning at the conclusion of the Korbanos section of Davening. And the Mechaber begins, Kavu Lishnos Achar Parshas HaTomid, Perek Ezehu Mekoman Uvraisa de Rabbi Yishmol. The custom is, after the conclusion of the saying of the Parshas HaTomid and the other Karbano section part of the davening, so we conclude that section with the Mishnah of Ezehu Mekoman from Chulin and the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Why? The Mechaber says, Kadei Shiyiska Kol Adam, and every person should be meriting, therefore, Lilmod B'chol Yom, to learn each day Mikra. We just said the Parish of the Talmud and others, that's Mikra. Mishnah, that's the Mishnah of Ezehu Mekoman. And the Gemara, this is the Brisa of Rabbi Yishmol. Why is this called Gemara? The Brisa of the Rabbi Yishmol, Hevi B'makum Gemara. This will take the place, so to say, of Gemara, Sha Medrash Ki Gemara, because this Drashus over here of Rabbi Yishmol Omer, that will take the place of Gemara. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Aleph writes, Yesh Mekom Musha'ein Omrim Ezehu Mekoman Bebeis Ovel. There are those places, as we'll see incorrectly, that don't say Ezehu Mekoman in the house of an Ovel. Why? Because they think that it's Osur B'Talmud Torah. Vein Zenochon. Mishneh Berurah says that's incorrect. Shekol Shu Seder Yom. This is a very important rule. Anything that is considered a normal part of the davening, Ein Bo Mishum Talmud Torah La'Ovel. It doesn't have the Isser, the prohibition that normally an Ovel has in learning Torah. It doesn't apply here. That's why an Ovel is allowed to daven Pesuka de Zimra. According to most poskim, an Ovel is allowed to say the Korbanos section of the davening. On Tisha B'Av we say, at least many people do, all of the different parts of the davening that are considered from the Torah and would be considered Talmud Torah in another context. But as part of the daily davening, it's called Seder Hayom, and therefore there is no prohibition. In Sivkot and Beis, the Mishneh Berurah writes, Ubacharu b'braisezu, the rabbi specifically chose the braise of Rabbi Shmuel Omer, mipnei shehi tchilas Torahs Kohanim, because this is the beginning of the braises on Vayikra, on Torahs Kohanim, shehu rosh l'chol parshas ha-korbanos, which is the beginning of the whole discussion of korbanos, and therefore kavua eitzol ha-korbanos, and that's why this was listed here, right after the saying of the korbanos in the morning. Furthermore, v'chein bachur b'mishnas Ezehu Mekoman, u'kivua achar ha-tomid, and the rabbis also chose the mishnayis of Ezehu Mekoman, and they placed it over here, right after the korbanos section. Mishum shenemar, u'v'chol makom muktar u'mugosh l'shmi. In every place you will go and be makter, and you'll be megish to me. You'll bring the Torahs, you'll bring various sacrifices, and you'll bring the korban mincha, and bring it close to the mizbeach. So the Mishneh Berurah says, "V'chi b'chol makom maktirin magishin." Do we do maktirin and magishin? Do we sacrifice things on the mizbeach and bring things close to touch the mizbeach like a korban mincha? Any place? Ella, it must be referring to elu tamidei chachamim. This is talking about tamidei chachamim. Sha'oskim b'hilchos avodah b'chol yom. B'chol makom shehem. This is a reference to not the actual bringing of the korbanos, the haktorah, and the hagasha, but it's referring to tamidei chachamim that learn about these things all the time and in all places. And therefore, Ma'alani Aleim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will consider you, Tamidei Chachamim, Ki'ilu Maktirin Magishin L'Shmi, as if you actually brought all of these korbanos, all these haktoros and hagoshos that you're supposed to do, by learning about them, I'll consider it as if you brought them. Furthermore, Va'od, Mipneisha B'Perek Zeh, the Perek of Ezehu Mekoman, Ein Bo Machlokes, it isn't filled with Machlokes. V'hu Mishneh Berurah, it's a very clear, accurate halacha l'Moshe Misinai. It brings down these halachos directly from Moshe from Har Sinai. The ain kriyas perek zeh ubraisazu ole lelimud mishnah v'talmud elam mishmevin. The Mishneh Berurah then says a very important idea. The fact that you can read these words, that doesn't count as limud haTorah. Unless you understand them, you get no credit for it. And if somebody doesn't understand these words, he has to go and learn them in order for him to get credit for learning. Shame lochein, if you don't understand what you're saying, eno nechshav lilimud. It doesn't count as learning. The davku betfila, only by davening, av she'eno meivin HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea kavanoso. By davening, which was set up by the Anshei Knesset Hagdol and Chazal, so even if a person doesn't understand the word of what he's saying, which certainly is not good, but if he doesn't understand the word of what he's saying, he gets credit. God knows what he's meaning and what he's intending. However, that's not true by learning. Avolam omer ha-mishnah v'abrais of eno meivin. If you're learning this Mishnayis and this Braisa, but you don't understand it, that's not called learning. Eino nikra limud. Ubifrat, and this is specifically, Ameha Ratzos, Tzorach Shavino HaPerish. He tells us that people who don't know how to learn, they specifically are the ones that need to learn this over here. Kedei she'etzu b'zei de limud mikro mishnah b'gemara. Because talmidei chacham, if they don't understand this, they're going to spend some of the rest of the day learning, and they'll pick up the halacha of limud haTorah, of learning mikro, mishnah, and gemara in another way. But the Am Haaretz might not, and therefore, he especially is warned and told, make sure that you understand the basic taich of this Ezu Mekonim and Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shetzorich Adam Lumo B'chol Yom, because the person has to learn every day. And if this is all the learning that you're going to be doing, you have to make sure that you're Yotze for learning. Finally, he concludes bringing the Shalah. Kisha Omer Ezu Mekonim Obeme Madlikin Opid Maktoris Yasko Nigun de Mishnayis Ayin Sham. The Shalah says that you should sing it with the Nigun of learning of Mishnayis, and not just say it as you would davening. Dirshu footnote number 3 brings down a very important caveat over here. He says, "Va'av she'enu nikra limud." This is to give a little bit of hope to people that don't understand this at all. He says, even if it's not perfectly called limud, he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, "She'yesh lo lasuk b'chol ha'Torah gan b'dvarim she'enu meivin." It's still worthwhile to say Torah that you don't understand. And then Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yosid Lavu Yiske Lahavin Lahasig is called a Torah Shosig Bolamazeh. When you come at 120 up to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he'll give you credit in some way for the saying of Torah, even if you didn't understand it. And the Chida adds a very important idea. Kosav Shema She'eno Nechshav Limud Imeno Maven. That which we just said, it's not called learning if you don't understand it. That's only if you didn't try to understand it. Kilo Hishtadel Lahavin. Somebody spends 10 hours trying to understand something, and at the end, he doesn't know it. He's really, on an objective level, he has no more knowledge than at the start. He gets 10 hours of credit of learning. He gets 10 hours credit of learning, even if he didn't understand it. A person goes to a shir and he doesn't understand it, but he tried, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him full credit for learning. And the Chida adds, if you at least understand the words, even if you don't understand the depth behind them, also, that's Nechshav Limud HaTorah. Furthermore, Dirshu footnote number 3 writes, "Im lo mei Torah shebichsav, ve'eno meivin." If you're saying Torah shebichsav and you don't understand it, Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, "Shemotzi b'svasov." If you say the words out loud, "Afilu she'eno meivin," even if you don't understand it, that is a kiyum of Talmud Torah. And the Shalah adds, "In the name of the Kara Kemach, shekriya b'Torah." Just the reading of Torah, he mitzvah gedola, is a great mitzvah. Af shalom meivin mashakori, even if you don't understand it. That's why the importance, we'll learn later on in Shulchan Aruch, of Shtayim Mikro V'yecha Targum, how important it is for somebody to do that. He does add, U'bavat Shiyeh Deshukore, you have to at least know and concentrate that you're reading it, even if you don't understand it. Sometimes a person, he says, will read something, and they're daydreaming, and they're not even aware that they're reading it. That counts for nothing. And then he points out as well from the Chida, that the learning of Zohar, even if you don't understand it, is also a great thing for those people that are appropriate for them to learn Zohar. For most people, it's far more appropriate for them to learn basic Torah, Nigla, the written and oral Torah that we understand more clearly, and basic Halacha. Dirshu footnote number 4 brings down the famous Rabbeinu Tam, who says that by the learning of Talmud Bavli, it's a mixture of Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, so one can be Yotze, the concept of learning Torah every day. The Halacha points out as well from the Gemara in Kedushin that the Pasuk Vishinantim Levanecha is Al Tikri Vishinantum Ela Vishilashtam. You should divide it up into 3 sections. A person's learning should be Shlish B'Mikra, third Chumash, Shlish B'Mishnah, third Mishnah, and Shlish B'Talmud in the third Gemara. And again, by the learning of Talmud Bavli, the Rabbeinu Tam says, you fulfill this dictum. This concludes Simen Nun. And now we begin Simen Nun Aleph, which now really starts talking about the Halacha of Pesukah D'Zimra. I'll point out first that the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us what is Minhag Ashkenaz, and that is that we start off with Baruch Sh'amar and then say Hodu. We, of course, say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David before that, but our Hodu is included in the Bracha of Baruch Sh'amar through Yishtabach, whereas we know that the Minhag of Nusach Svard and the real Eidos HaMizrach, they say Hodu first. The Halacha Berurah brings down that the Minhag of the Svardim to do it that way is based upon these psukim have a certain shaychus to the korbanos section, and further, they don't have a shaychus to the shevach and hodah that we'll see about in Baruch She'amar through Yishtabach, which are praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, it's more correct, he says, even for an Ashkenazi, to go and say hodu before Baruch She'amar connected to the brachos and the korbanos section rather than to the psukim de zimmer section. However, he says the Ashkenazim do this, and every place should do what their minhag is. So the Mechaber begins Simen Nun Aleph, and he writes, Omrim Baruch She'amar, Kodem Psukah D'Zimra, v'yishtabach li'achreim. Before one starts off with the praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he says Baruch Sh'amar. And then at the conclusion of the praises of Pesukah de Zimra, he concludes it with the bracha of yishtabach. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes that Baruch Sh'amar is a shevach. Shevach zeh. And this is an amazing origin of this tefillah. And he brings down as follows. Shevach zeh tiknuhu anshei kneses hagedola. This is an early pizmon that was created and written by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. But they didn't write it and innovate it themselves. A pesach came down from Shemayim. A note came down from Shemayim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayidei pisko denofo min Shemaya umitza'ua. They found it, and it was written on a kosubo, Baruch Shomar. And this tefillah has Pei Zayin Tevos. It has 87 words in it. And this is a simon, Rosho Kesem Poz, which means, wrote Shalomar, Rosh HaTvila, the start of the Tvila, the start of Pesukah de Zimra, who bracha shall pay Zayin Tevos, is a bracha that has 87 words to it. And therefore, one should be very careful with the Baruch Shamar. Akin in Ligroa, don't make less, don't skip over any of the words. Lola Hosif, don't add any words on this 87 word bracha. The Nachal Liyam Ramahumat, one should say it's standing up. Tafilu Bichidi, and if even one is not davening in a minion, if one's davening by themselves, so then they should also say Baruch Shamar. When you say Baruch Shamar, the minhag he says is, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'oches shtei tzitzis shelofonov. You hold the two tzitzis from in front of you. Not all four tzitzis. He says you only hold the two in front of you. At the time that you're saying Baruch Shamar, B'shas Amir is Baruch Shamar, Uli acha gemar Baruch Shamar, and at the conclusion of the bracha, Melech mulah batish b'chos, yinashkem, you kiss them. We brought down previously, the purpose of kissing is to show you chavivus for the mitzvah. Then the Mishnah Berurah just points out a couple of diktok. He says, it's not b'fi amo, as is in fact written in most Sidurim. He says the correct pronunciation should be b'fe amo, with a segol on the fe. And then the word is batish b'chos, with a chirik in it. Siv Beis. The Mechaber writes, im siyem baruch sh'amar kodim shesiyem achazen. If you finish a little bit ahead of the chazen, so you finished melech mulah batish b'chos, and then the chazen says, baruch atah Hashem melech mulah batish b'chos, Mechaber writes, Ona Achrov Amen. You are allowed to answer Amen to that bracha. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis explains, Abel, im lo siyem, if you didn't finish, you're still in the middle of the bracha Baruch Shamar, the chazan is going faster than you, and he concludes, Melech Mulah Batish Bachos, lo yan Amen. You don't answer Amen to that. And he says, Upashut, he says, it's clear and simple, the Davka Mishor Sheiskel Baruch Atah Hashem V'chulei. When we said that you didn't finish, we meant that you started off the middle of the paragraph where it says Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hakel, Ov, Rachamon, etc., etc., which is technically in the middle of the paragraph of Baruch Shamar. If you haven't reached that Baruch Atah Hashem in the middle of the paragraph, then you're not called within the bracha, and then you can answer Amen. Because the Mitchila, the first part of Baruch Shamar, until the Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, the Mitchila Shivcho B'Yamu, that's just praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it wouldn't be a hefsek to interrupt with Amen. And the Cholzev Davka leading Amen Shabar Shamar Rosh Yishtabach. And this is true only when we're dealing with the Amen that you would answer to the Chazan of Bar Shamar. Or if the Chazan went so fast ahead of you and he's up to Yishtabach, you came late, whatever the situation may be, and you're answering Amen to that Bracha, that you're not allowed to answer in the middle of the Bracha of Baruch Shamar. Avol Shar Amenim, but other Brachos that you want to answer Amen to. So he brings down the name of the Magen Avram. Mutu lanos, you are allowed to answer Amen to those brachos. Afilu b'emtza bichas baruch shamar yishtabach. Even if you're in the middle of the bracha of baruch shamar yishtabach, you can answer Amen. Why? Kiven shelo husku a bracha zu b'gemara, because the bracha baruch shamar and yishtabach are not mentioned in the Gemara. They're a later addition, and therefore the Amen for the other brachos will take precedence over them. However, he does point out that's only if you're in the middle of baruch shamar after the bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and you're in the middle of yishtabach, but you're not in the end part, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mulah Batish Bachos. If you're over there, then you would not be allowed to answer Amen, even to any other bracha. In Mo'omed Achar Tevas, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kodim Shasiya Melech Mulah Batish Bachos, Kosel Chayodim Dosel Olanos, then you wouldn't be allowed to answer, because the Bazem, Mekalka Ligami is a bracha, because then you're not having a bracha at all if you answered Amen over there at that point. In Dirshu footnote number 2, he brings down, what about Imen Yehei Shmei Rabba, which is the most important response that we can ever make. He says, we'll learn later on in Simon HaDalid, that the Chayyadim brings down over there, Asur Lanos, even that, Imen Yehei Shmei Rabba, over here at this point. When you said Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you hear Imen Yehei Shmei Rabba, instead of saying Imen Yehei Shmei Rabba, you should conclude, Melech Mulah Batish Bachos. Tzivkot and Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Avolim siyem im hachazan bevasa achas. If you and the chazan both conclude at the same time, melech mulah batish b'chos, lo yan amen. He says you don't answer amen because dinire ka'one amen achai b'rachosov. It looks like you're answering amen to your own bracha. The kaimulon, the hari zemugune. And we've learned already that if a person answers amen to his own bracha, that is not appropriate, that is considered not nice. And this, he says, is true with any bracha. If you finish at the same time as the chazan, you should not answer amen, the Mishnah Berurah says. With the exception being, b'yishtabach, o yahalalucha, achar halal, o achar shomer amo yisrolad. These three brachos, imsiim b'shavim ha'shliach tzibar, o imodim acher, or with somebody else, in the Bir Halach, he says, it's just the common thing that it would be with the shliach tzibar, that's why it says shliach tzibar, but it would be true for anybody else as well. Then you are allowed to answer amen to these three brachos. Because the Harbi Poskim, because many Poskim hold, Sirulu, the Bazeh Ona Afilu Achar Bichasatzmo. Because there are those that say that you should always answer amen to these brachos, even if you're saying them by yourself. So certainly, if you're answering amen to somebody else, you can answer amen over here. He does point out, even though we do not answer amen to these brachos when we say them by ourselves, as we learn in Siman Reish Tazvav, to answer amen to the chazen, even though we don't say it ourselves to amen, you can rely upon this to answer amen to the chazan. V'imsim hu bracha achas, and if you finished one bracha, eze bracha shtiyah, whatever bracha it may be, v'ashaliach bracha acheres, and you finish simultaneously your bracha at the same time that shaliach tziba finished his bracha, then mutr lanos amen, you can also answer amen to that bracha as well. Siv gimel, achar yishtabach, after the conclusion of the bracha yishtabach, yochol lanos amen, achar birchas atzmon, then you could even answer amen to your own bracha. Although he brings down in the Ramah, Ayin Lekamon Simen Reish Tezvav, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel writes, the Shom Nizbar Ba'agod Ibn Agenu Shalol Lanos Amein. We in fact do not do so. Finally, we'll conclude with Sivkot and Dalit in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, the lo heavy hefsik ben Abroch Le'adav. This isn't constituting a hefsik when you answer Amein to another bracha, even though you're in the midst of the Baruch Shama or Yishtabach. Why not? The Psukit Zimmer Shevachu, because all the Psukit Zimmer is a Shevach. The Amein is also a Shevach. And it's like a zimra, it's like a song praising Hashem, and therefore it's not considered a hefsek. However, he points out, if you talk Dvarim B'Teilim, then that's a terrible problem. Then you may have to, if you talked in between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, not answering Amen, but you talk, you may have to say the bracha again. It brings down from the Prima Gadim that even one word would constitute a hefsek, the importance of not talking during davening. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, "V'nir li shalafi zeh." According to this, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu b'shesika tov lizar lechatchila shalolishos habi ben taim." Even not talking, just stopping and pausing, he says, is a concern. One shouldn't pause for a long period of time. Which Dirshu footnote number 3 says is longer than it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori or Shalom Alecha just Rebbe. That concludes today's shir.